Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony here at DeathSquad.tv. This episode is falling in the category of what the fuck happened to the audio. I am going to have to buy a new sound mixer after this episode because it's the second time this has happened recently. There's just a lot of interference, and I think the soundboard's just about to die. So again, we are using backup audio on this episode, and this will be the last time because I'm going to have to get a new soundboard. So I apologize. It's listenable, but it's not the best. Again, I tried to clean it up and make it sound better, but hopefully in the future we won't have this problem anymore. If you go to DeathSquad.tv and if you click on Shop Squad, or if you just go to ShopSquad.tv, you can help us by, because you know, buying this equipment is expensive. So if you want to, you could either donate, or if you want to buy a shirt or something, that helps us buy new stuff when this kind of thing happens. We really appreciate it too, because if it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be doing this. Don't forget to check out Tony Hinchcliffe's website, TonyHinchcliffe.com, for all his tour dates and his merch and everything. He's all over the place. And if you go to DeathSquad.tv and click on tour dates, you'll see where we're at together. Kill Tony is all over the place. We're going to be at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival on April 21st. And just announced, April 23rd, which is a Sunday, will be in Houston. And we'll also be doing a Kill Tony there. So Kill Tony in Austin on 421 at the Moon Tower Festival. And 423 will be in Houston. And in the Houston one, this is cool because we're going to pick out somebody, you know, like the best, who we thought did the best of the night. And they will be able to perform on the comedy show that's following Kill Tony on that Sunday. Yeah, that's right. We're going to have a secret show after the Kill Tony. But all the tickets can be found. It's at the Secret Group in Houston. It's a great place. We've been there before. So you can go to DeathSquad.tv and click on tour dates, or just go to the Secret Group's website or the Moon Tower website. Also, Ryan J. Ebelt has a podcast or a website. It's RyanJEbelt.com. There he has all his artwork. He draws every episode. And he has a new Kill Tony 2 poster coming out very soon. So check that out. And pretty much, if you want to watch any episode, just go to DeathSquad.tv and click on videos. It's a little backed up, but we have all the videos there in Vimeo. Or you can go to DeathSquad.live and check the rebroadcast on the Ustream page. All right, guys, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
For a brand new episode of Kill Tony, here's Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hey, everybody, hello. Welcome to the show. You're here. The number one live podcast in the world. Holy shit, am I excited about tonight's episode. You know why? Because I fucking love comedy. Brian Redband's here, ladies.
Hey.
And the ones, and the twos, the sevens. And great Jamie Vernon, powerful Jamie Vernon on the lovely HD camera. We love our new YouTube clips. We love them. And the HD. The great Ryan J. Ebelt is drawing tonight's episode live right in front of him. He's sitting right here. Look at this motherfucker. It's true artiste. Staring right down my soul, trying to capture my essence tonight. Every drawing is different. He draws every episode. They're all available at RyanJEbelt.com with the official Kill Tony poster that hangs over my living room. So if you want to be a fucking winner like me, Grace, the lovely Kill Tony poster, new one coming soon, because we have episode 200 coming up live in the main room, March 2nd, 4 years almost of Kill Tony. Took a long way to get number one. I mean, we were there in a couple weeks, but, you know, the rest of you guys would take a while if you started a podcast. I'm so excited about tonight's episode, because I fucking love comedy, and I love stand-up comedy too, and I love doing it. I don't love this part of the show where I have to mention where I'm going to, but I'm going to do it anyway. Chicago, Illinois, fucking Iowa University, Colusa, California, Madison, Wisconsin, Kansas City, and Dayton and Hartford just got added, and we're doing, those are all stand-up dates. You can get those dates if you live anywhere near that area at TonyHinchcliffe.com, but Kill Tony, the show that you're at right now, is doing Moon Tower.
Moon Tower.
Moon Tower.
Yes.
That's April 21st. We're so excited that you say it at the same time. All right, that's the boring part of the show. You guys ready to meet tonight's guests or what? We're cooking up to episode 200, ladies and gentlemen. This is my baby. I love comedy. I always have. It's what saves me from my deepest, darkest depression. And tonight's guests are so fucking special to me. It's their first time being guests on this show. They have graced me with laughter for years. Two of my favorite characters from one of my favorite shows of all time, one of my favorite series of movies all time. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you tonight's guests from Jackass. It's Steve-O and Rick Kozik, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit!
Yeah.
I'm so fucking pumped about this.
Fuck yeah.
I've always said my two favorite things in the history of comedy, Jackass and South Park.
That's right.
It's that simple. It's that fucking lovely. Just pure.
Fuck yeah.
Steve-O, I've never gotten a chance to tell you this before, but I wanted to tell you here live. You are part of my favorite Jackass sketch of all time. You're the guy in it, and it is from Jackass 2.5 called Miller Time. Yeah, the guy with the world's longest fingernails. They set it up, they didn't know what to do with this guy, right? And then so he had bags over these big dirty nails.
So he protects his nails.
And they didn't know what prank they were gonna do with them. But yeah, he protected his nails in bags so they didn't break, but they still seemed filthy. And then it zooms in on him, he just goes, Miller Time. And fucking pours it down his nails, and as it pans out, you just hear
it. It's going down like a water slide, just like.
And it pans out, and it's just floating in your mouth. What did that taste like?
I never get to the point of tasting anything. My imagination right. takes over. But I recently had a meeting with a guy who owns this company called RecordSetter.com. It's like a big time, the official world record thing, and we're. I said, man, I know for sure that I've got the world record for barfing on TV more than anybody else. TV and movies, nobody can touch me, man. I'm professionally bulimic.
And what's beautiful to me is we've all seen it through the eye of Rick Kozik's work. Camera one for Jackass, and of course that makes it so that since anytime anything would happen to you, it always seemed to be 1,000 times funnier because you seem to be like the innocent guy just trying to get a job done, and then all of a sudden you're vomiting everywhere.
Well, even when Steve would throw up, it just kind of gets me going, so it's just like a contagious reaction.
I love it.
Do you think that I can legally like edit together everything, like maybe for whatever?
I don't see why not.
Like, I just want to edit every
vomit scene together.
I mean, I can't. Like, some of them really went on for quite a while, but just it was so great.
That it's
like,
one continuous flow.
It would be like a 10-minute fucking video, dude.
I think you could do it.
Really cool.
Due to that song, Axel went up like.
Well, you guys know the show, Steve-O. You've been doing stand-up.
Yeah, man, I first tried stand-up over 10 years ago now.
Wow.
And I've been touring consistently for over 6 years now.
Love that.
And I have my first comedy special, it lives on Showtime.
Oh, yeah. Cool, what's it called?
It's called Steve-O, Guilty as Charged.
Steve-O, Guilty as Charged. Check that out on Showtime. What are you guys gonna do, jump into it? Start the show? I have a bucket full of comedians, ladies and gentlemen. Over 40 comedians that signed up. Oh,
you know,
shit.
A band.
How could I fucking forget? We have a band.
How stoned did you get?
It's not about stoned. I'm just excited about tonight's show, but I'm pumped about this.
Never done that, I don't think.
I know.
Hey, what's with the bucket of water down here?
What's that?
There's a bucket of water down here.
Oh, shit. I don't know. I never know what the band's going to do. They're a different character every single week. Put your hands together for them this week. It's the Kill Tony Band, Pat Reagan and Jeremiah Watkins, and Joel Hernandez.
Don't.
afraid of that. Jeremiah with the very tip of a glove on fire, lightly with paper towels, and was definitely afraid the entire time.
Jesus Christ. That is Jeremiah's Johnny Knoxville, right?
Hey, welcome to Kill Tony.
Matt Reagan, Steve-O.
I love it.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, Chris Pumpkin is on the drums.
So great. Yes.
It looks like he's got a huge cock.
Wow, what is that on there?
You studied the movie.
Attention to detail.
Damn.
Dick House production.
He's got a little dick house down there. Oh, fuck, that's great. Welcome to the show, band. How you guys doing? You excited?
Really pumped to be here.
Me too. We got a bucket with over 40, 50-some comedians' names inside of it. They all signed up for the opportunity to do 60 seconds on this stage, and then we talked to them about anything in the world. All of a sudden, you're a guest on a fucking podcast. You know your time's up when you hear the sound of a kitty. That means wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. There's a duck in there, too. Hands together for Josh Martin, everybody. Sweeping up the bottle. Sweeping up the bottle. Yeah. Make some noise. You guys ready to start tonight's show? We're about to meet somebody. Could be one of the new top rising comedians in the world. Could be a completely insane human that just randomly signs up for things on Sunset Boulevard. Put your hands together for Jessica Mears.
Thank you. I brought my purse on stage because I don't trust you. Okay, so I always wanted boys to like me growing up. I got made fun of a lot. I got made fun of for not having boobs yet. It got to be so bad, even the fat kid in school started making fun of me. I walked by him under his breath, he goes, flat as my back. Spun around, I was like, no, I'm not flat as your back. You're fat, your back's got rolls on it. So I'm actually flatter than your back. Stupid. But I will say, guys, my biggest accomplishment in life to date is these titties. So I paid cash for them. I can hold my head high and say, I'm not some kind of white trash person that has to finance fake titties. Because I'm the type of white trash person that doesn't have the credit to finance fake titties. That's good.
There you go.
How long have you had those tits?
There'll be three
on Tuesday. I want to know more about the tits.
Oh my gosh. Somebody didn't jerk off today, huh? What did I tell you? You have to jerk off on Mondays. You come in blazing hot with sexual energy. Hey, how about all those tits, huh? Tits.
Birthday is June 2nd.
So Jessica, when you were younger, the bullies would make fun of your flat chest?
Yeah.
That's not what I would make fun of first of all. That's amazing. I wouldn't have been a thing. Even if you had a flat chest. There was a few targets that I would hit before that.
Yeah, I get that.
No, I'm just playing with you. Where are you from?
I'm from Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. I was up here last week. I told you guys about my long face. Got made fun of for that.
She lives in an RV and she doesn't poop.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Now I remember. You live in a 30-foot broken RV.
Yeah, I do.
Wow, that was the thing that stood out. Now it's fake tits. We never found out anything about the fake tits before.
I know. It's really weird that I was surprised. Well, I guess I was like wearing a jacket and probably not standing up.
Fucked up last
straight.
Week.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta keep those things out.
So you better talk about my titties because nobody else is.
Welcome to Hollywood Land, kid. You use those things to your advantage. Hillary was flat chested. Where is she now? A hike somewhere.
I made a rather popular series of videos throwing objects into women's tits.
Yeah?
Yeah. You'd be good.
Yeah. Especially since you could use your long face as a backboard. Force of Truth. With a double entendre there. Double horse points.
Maybe let's try not to be quite so mean.
Wow. So interesting, Jessica. The other thing was the fake tits. So when did you get those?
2014.
So that's a newer purchase.
What a year.
Did you get them in Jacksonville or out here?
I got them in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. $15 per tip.
I like how this is literally her C material.
Actually, double D's. Oh. I should have worn something like that. I didn't plan on doing titty jokes. It just looked cute. It's just what I felt in my heart, you know? Like, it's like...
Have you ever gone to Mardi Gras?
Steve-O and I, right?
Steve-O is obsessed with throwing things at this chick, is what we're figuring out. He really wants to throw something at her.
Wait a minute, we didn't know what they do at Mardi Gras.
Did they go under the muscle or over the muscle? Did they go through the nipple or underneath the breast?
Dr. Brian Redman.
It's under the muscle and it's through my armpit.
Armpit. Wow. Okay. The old stink tip.
Yeah.
So you got him in Tampa, like.
Dr.
Burt,
Plastic Surgery. Dr. Burt? Is it okay to ask how much they cost?
$5,000.
Ooh, okay,
they all
deal.
Cost $5,000.
Yeah.
That's a universal
thing. Yeah.
Unless you get
RV,
gummy bear,
actually.
Then it's a lot more.
What's gummy bear?
Gummy bears actually they feel like gummy. Like they feel more real.
What are you
feel like a
saw,
like a little bag of nickels or something like that?
Well, they're pretty good. I haven't had any complaints. So.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, if someone was going to complain, I'm sure it wouldn't be about the tits.
Man, this is great.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more fun than sitting up there in the darkness, isn't it?
Yeah,
the first
smelly hallway.
The first 23 seconds or so, you seemed super nervous. You didn't seem like you were ready to go up. Did you just walk in the door? Or just
to carry around those tits, Brian. She's on
the yeah, I planned my joke like right before you said my name, and then I got up here, and I was like, what the fuck joke was I going to do? I was like, whatever, just do a joke, stupid. So that's what I did. Yeah.
It's great was that you, Brian, that noticed something other than her tits in the first 20 seconds? I couldn't have told you much.
So what's, you have a broken RV, but what was the next plan? I feel like you told us we're going to do something with it.
Yeah, I did have a job last week. Now I got fired today.
Ooh, what'd you get fired for?
It's really bullshit. We
know it wasn't your tits.
Yeah. I bartended at major sporting events and music festivals, and I was bartending at this golf tournament, and one of my guests, I was talking to him, told me he did comedy. He was like, oh, you should perform for us in the suite up there. And I was like, I have to kind of bartend. Like, that's what I'm here for. And he was like, whatever, we'll make it happen. And they like walked off, and then like an hour later, my boss came and said, you're going to go perform comedy up there because that's what the client wants, and it's been approved by like the PGA and shit. So I was like, okay, cool. But really they didn't want me to do it. And they told me to say that I couldn't do it because I decided against it, and not they didn't want it to reflect poorly on them or the catering company. But then I was like, I'm not some kind of pussy ass bitch.
Right. You so, wanted to do the gig. So you followed through and did the gig, and you went against what they were telling you.
Well, I was also like, shit, I need to work the rest of this week, so I'm gonna not do it. But I gave them some free merch, and like, it's a calendar, and I signed it, and gave it to them.
You signed it, so content.
Yeah.
You did some material?
What?
You did some material?
I gave them links to my shit. I was like, I don't want to get in trouble, I don't want to start anything here, so, yeah, I'm fired anyway. I don't know why the fuck I didn't do it, but I didn't. So, yeah, I just gave them some free stuff, and I said, book me for something else, please.
To the golfers.
Yeah.
Because it's a bunch of rich golfers.
Yeah.
You could have performed that night and been able to buy a brand new 30-foot RV.
Yeah. That would have been something, man. Now I just have no job and need to figure out how to repair that shit.
Well.
I live here now, though, so. So, yeah.
The good thing is we're doing a huge money giveaway tonight for the
first
time. We decided earlier that whoever gets picked out first just gets an entire bunch of money.
You could easily get money. I mean, you live in Los Angeles and you have those tips.
I know, that's what I said.
you in charge of the music? You just said, no, that was you.
I've been wasting the best years of my titties life. Right.
And your jaw muscles.
If everybody threw in $1, you could probably get together, what, like $100 right now, and we could have Steve-O throw something at your tits.
This is like my life.
Welcome to the dude den at the Comedy Store.
Well, Jessica, it was nice to meet you.
All right,
again.
Cool. Nice to meet
Funny
you.
Funny material. There she goes. Jessica Marie is here. Yeah, baby. Yeah, they were right. They were nice.
I guess you learn something new for every week when they come back. You know, last week she had an RV.
Yeah.
This week we learned about her big tits.
Yeah, 30-foot RV, double D tits. Ooh, I can already tell this is a new name. Put your hands together for Mosher, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm the guy that left a 10-year relationship on Christmas while her twin sister got engaged to. And why did I do it? Why did I do it? I did it for more than love. I did it for something you could reach out and grab a hold of. A big set of natural tits. Problem is, this chick just wants to fuck. All she does is want to fuck. I can't even work, so I bring her to the doctor. He tells me OCD. This OCD's not that curable, though. Obsessive cock disorder. I gotta stay at home and fuck her nonstop. I said, Doc, I can't do it. I work on the road. I don't stay at home. All I do is work on the road. Doc says, well, what's your address? I'll give her the fucking medicine. I said, Doc, you're killing me. That's right. My name is Moshe. Many of you may be Jewish out there, but I'm not an ally. I'm sorry. I'm not Jewish. But don't worry. I'm not German, and I'm not out here to fool you. All right, Jews, don't worry. Just a kid from Queens trying to make the big leagues. All right? Worked 4 years in the minor leagues. Worked one big league spring training game. That was it. Not a player. Fucking umpire.
What is going on? Oh, shit.
Give it up for Blandrew Dice Clay, ladies and gentlemen.
Joel Jimenez, all the way from the back.
Spot on. Jewish, Italian. That's a good. But I know that's what's funny about the dice thing is that he is a Jew and he does
know,
the Italian
right?
thing. But.
Hey, the tits humor was at least topical.
That's why I decided to start with it.
Moshe, you are.
I give the tits humor a 32C.
Confidence that you have, which is an asset.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. That confidence. Yeah. It's Queen's confidence.
Yeah.
I've been all around America though. I work in front of crowds calling ball professionally. So
you really are an umpire.
That. Yeah, spent years in the minor leagues trying to make the big leagues. Now I just duck a real job. All I do is duck a real job. Travel around America. I don't stay
That's
in hotels, not,
not
motels. I roll around in my car, sleep in it. Fucking Rotel, baby.
Yeah, I you to say, dude, just like you're talking to us right now, like how you just did it, like, because
yeah.
you were saying that you were an umpire before, but it was almost like unlistenable. You're like, bibbidi, bibbidi, bibbidi. But this guy that we're talking to right now is like, yeah, I was an umpire working my way up. It's so much more genuine, and it actually got a laugh, and it was something that you said earlier that didn't get a laugh, but it just goes to show how different it is when you're not fucking doing, hey, I know you thought I was Jewish, right?
It looks like
do that. Like,
that's constructive.
Queens, yeah, your Queens is gonna show no matter what. You don't need to be. Oh, man, you see the wacky Italian guy?
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Well, I've been doing comedy, writing, and shit, but I haven't been doing it in front of people until I got released about last year. So within a year.
Released.
I did a release from minor league ball. So
you got cut from minor league
ball.
I'm gonna fire you. You probably thought your job was safe. You're out of here.
Strike three!
You are good.
Yeah, so I started going up to Queens, and I did a bringer in New York City and stuff like that.
A lot of people don't know this. I don't ever talk about it much, but when I was younger, I umpired Little League baseball.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, cool gig. Yeah. They pay you up front. Each coach gives you like 20 bucks each. You get 40 bucks for a fucking hour. You have fun. You put the fucking mask on, and you're in a zone. Let's hear, let's say you're, where were you, home plate?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so let's say you're in it, right?
Yeah,
fucking fastball right down the middle. Let's hear your strike one.
Hi!
Wow, that's a good one. All right. Right. How about two? What do you do for two?
Same thing. I go like this.
Two! Oh, that's great. That's a beautiful two. All right. Yeah, listen, Brian. There's no fixes in this. No, it's not sports. No. All right, here we go. The big banger. Strike three. Comes in there.
Hi!
Ooh, I see why they fired you. I see why they fired you.
Sounds like a crime movie. Best shit I ever heard, though.
Three. You need a pop.
Best shit I ever heard, though, while working.
Yeah.
Was some dude in some hick-ass town going, Hey, Blue, I think you left your cell phone out here. Two missed calls. That's not a reason.
If they're not safe, do you like pull out their heart like Indiana Jones style?
Jesus Christ.
That's a little Steve over there.
I got chosen for Pablo a couple weeks ago, very lucky. Very blessed.
Downstairs, he's talking about the open mic in the original room, the historical potluck. Yep, that's where I started. In May, it'll be 10 years for me doing it. Yeah. No matter what, you'll never catch up to me. So what have you been doing for work since getting fired from being an umpire?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Dug a real job. Work whatever ball comes my way. Right now, I'm currently hiding out in Phoenix because I don't stop there. And I'm here, come here for this.
You know, there's a corporate bartending place that's currently hiring.
I'm a bartender. I steal the money.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. It goes from stealing second to stealing cash.
How long have you been wearing the amber from Jurassic Park as a necklace?
Someone that ripped to recover that before this movie ends?
Shatter. Anybody know Shatter?
You.
Yeah. It's a fucking restaurant in Queens, best maple syrup.
I concentrated marijuana.
It looks like you had a super life-threatening injury to your neck. What happened then?
Don't shoot a back though, my friends.
Don't shoot a back.
You could get a scare.
Ah, so we had a tumor and they cut it out?
Yeah, but it was benign. You bet your ass I dodged that pulse.
Benign innings.
You bet I used
Scar, it looks like you got it cut out in Jacksonville.
They go through the armpit for that? Fuck. Interesting.
One more to go? Or?
What's your... No, what are you fucking talking about? One more to go? What is this, McDonald's? Hey, what do you say? Get another 20 seconds.
He's to the 20. He's to the 25. 30. 35. 40. He's down the
any
five.
Human words never work on the show. We've said it a thousand times. Even the awesome doesn't really work.
I think your criticism is so constructive. He's like, now armed with this device, I'm ready to really crush. And so he wants to do another joke.
All right, do a joke.
Holding a whole new demeanor.
How many of y'all ever killed anybody with your car drinking and driving? Shit, bro, I'm gonna stay away from you. I don't drink and drive. When I do my murder, I like my shit premeditated.
Not relatable.
Okay, do one more.
Alright, ready? This Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, could have been the Statue of Liberty of its culture, except it picked the wrong first name. If it would have picked the name Trans, it would have been the fucking capital of the fucking transgender fucking world, baby.
You call it. You just said transgender.
Why would you steal shit if you were a bartender?
I'm not a big drinker. You gotta do something. You steal drinks or steal the money, right?
Hey, give him three more.
I did enjoy the last two more than the first.
Oh shit, he's looking at the list. Oh shit, I got this old bus ticket from Queens. I read my jokes in. My lucky ticket.
A lot of bus. A lot of bus.
Wow. Oh, sure. What's your love life like?
Well, I got a big set of tits right now. I'm with this girl that I love pretty much, and...
love pretty much. Isn't that the most beautiful Valentine's Day card you can imagine? Love pretty much.
She you know, is my muse for going up. A lot of my good jokes come from her, and...
So you were with her sister before, and then that...
No, I had to get out of that to be with the one I'm with now. I am a villain back there. I'm a bad dude.
A villain back where?
Back in Queens, where I left that type of relationship. All my friends, and, you know, they're all connected, so I'm the man. I can't be hanging out with
you. So you left all that in Queens?
I left all that.
And you brought the sister with you?
No, it's just a regular chick I know. Falling for these fucking.
What's her nationality?
Oh, shocker, Italian.
Do you only hook up with Italians?
No, I was an Irish. I like the Irish.
How long have you been in LA?
How long I've been in LA? 2-3 days, not even. I roll into town, work some baseball, then I dip out. I come here, put my name on a list, and I go back to Phoenix.
Then you go back to Phoenix.
Yeah.
When do you go back?
I'll go back tonight. I got a game there tomorrow. Game Wednesday.
Do you ever talk to Brody?
Plus, spring training starts next week.
So. Do you ever see Brody Stevens when you're there?
Brody, I have never seen him, but I heard he played pitch for ASU. So
yeah, he's going.
Brody, something to talk to him about.
He'll be there Wednesday.
He'll be there Wednesday.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll look for him. I'll be in town.
Hey, how'd you know you needed to get a surgery on the chewing tobacco?
Did you feel it?
No, dude. I gotta thank my mom for that when she caught it. You know, your mom, she just knows you. She's like, what the fuck is that?
What did it look like? What did it look like?
Nothing. No, she just knew. It was just a little thing. You know,
did it have like a look, like a mark?
Or? No, I tried to play it off. You know, that's nothing. Stop.
Get out of here.
Slap you across the face.
Thank you so much for this pasta, Mom. It's amazing.
It's the best. It's the fucking best, huh?
Any words of wisdom for Moshe, Rick?
Do any mics up there in Phoenix right now? Phoenix right now, we got Devil's Advocate, a few Tempe Tavern, a few spots. Monday to Wednesday.
Devil's Advocate, you know, I only go to the ones that have cool names.
But back to the tumor, was it like they...
I didn't want to keep it.
Did they like do a biopsy and determine this would have killed him?
Yeah, he called biopsy, and then he's like, I'll call you.
So it was not, is Malignant good or bad?
Malignant is bad.
Oh,
that's
good.
Oh, there's one guy with cancer signaling very nice.
It's not benign, it's malignant.
No, that shit was benign.
It was benign.
You can't rock out with a tumor in your fucking
head. I thought benign was like, no.
I wouldn't have been here with the girl all the way now if I had this thing coming out like that.
So it was bad.
What? They said benign, I was like, fucking bingo. You know what I mean?
You say your mom just knew, but it didn't, you couldn't see it, so like, it just had no look at all? It just looked like your normal rosy apples, or?
I think it was like a lump.
In Queens, you don't really go to a doctor. You go to your fucking mom. She looks at you, something looks a little off, she fucking knows. It's just the fucking thing we do. You fucking know doctors in Queens. You say, no fucking doctors.
You ever been in a fight?
Of course, bro.
What's any good fight story? I don't know which voice I'm doing right now. What's any good fight story?
You fight when you're in junior high school. People still fight nowadays? I'm not in a fight club. You're in a fight club, you don't talk about it. I'm not here talking about fight.
Well, that being said, you have very pretty eyes.
Well, Mosher, there you go. It was fun to meet you.
Very good.
Have fun attending. See you again. There you go. Mosher. No Twitter.
Well worth the drive.
Hey, he came out swinging.
Yeah, and now he's going back home. All right, I pulled another name out of the bucket. You guys having fun tonight? Happy Monday to you all. There we go. More fun than everybody else in the world on Monday. Three hands together, uninterrupted 60 seconds for Andrea Gazella.
Yeah! Woo! Maybe I'll kill the radio star.
Maybe I'll kill the radio star. Oh, any signs of her back there?
Nope. You're out!
I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Darren Davis.
Woo! Earlier today, I smoked the blunt with a pregnant person. You guys noticed I didn't say woman because I'm gender neutral. But I'll never hit a woman in my life, ever. But that doesn't mean I'll pay another woman to hit that bitch for me. Mainly dykes. I got an argument with a dyke earlier because I told her that I eat pussy better than a lesbian. Like, look at these lips. Like, I stick my lips inside the pussy, talk inside the pussy. I might even record my next album inside the pussy. But don't think like I'm stupid enough to just like use my lips. Like, I also use my tongue, I use my fingers, but last but not least, I use my heart. Shut the fuck up. Hey, and that's my time, you guys.
Fuck yeah, Darren Davis.
Luckiest Kill Tony bucket guy ever.
Yeah, you've been getting up a lot lately. I love the tonight. I love that you're actually dressed like an umpire. Darren, that's interesting. You actually said that you put your lips in the pussy. You squeeze your lips into the pussy? Is that an actual thing? And then you stick your tongue out through that? How are you able to keep, how much facial force are you pushing in to keep your lips in the pussy while your tongue is also in the pussy? I can't physically figure that out. Unless you're eating a gigantic fucking pussy. It is. It's a huge pussy. You're
like
shaking your
pussy,
head. Yes.
Man. I like big pussy.
You like big, sloppy, meaty pussies.
Meaty, yeah.
Yeah.
Air bubbles.
Like, that sound. You have to be able to sit down, put on a bib, right? Some crackers.
How old are you?
I'm 26, man.
26?
Yeah.
Where do you stand on eating ass?
Oh man, it was an accident once.
There we go.
It's interesting to me that you're not into eating ass though. You, it seems like you truly love eating pussy. Oh.
Do it, do it, do it, do it.
Look at those little baby butt cheeks.
Like butt cheeks of like a tiny child or something like that. A little like baby butt.
I got how do you eat ass by accident? Can you tell me how you ate ass by accident?
Oh, you know, like when you like once you like laying on her back and like you go like down the front, like down and up, and you go a little bit too far down.
What was your reaction?
Like I was like. Like, in my head, I was like, what the fuck, but I didn't want to let her know that I like, did something I didn't want to do.
So I mean,
like,
and by the time you realize it, we know the way you eat. And let's face it, your lips are inside of her butthole, you're about to do your special fucking, you know, end of Independence Day fucking tongue comes through the lips.
I'm picturing him going down there and just trying to cram his lips and type like, it won't fit! It won't fit!
This pussy tastes like shit!
Can you demonstrate how you would eat pussy?
Yeah, like...
Let's see it, sure.
Like, okay, my tongue got... That's how I really eat pussy, like just my lips, because like girls used to come up to me like, oh, I bet you eat pussy good with those lips. So I was like, I wanted to make a joke about it, and then like as I was making a joke about it, a lot of the women were getting like upset, like, you don't eat pussy with your lips. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, so first of all, you have women blatantly just walking up to you, being like, I bet you eat my pussy good with those lips. And then you're like, what is your name? I've never met you before.
Usually they're like ratchets, so like, yeah. Like, whoa.
Ratchet, a hood girl,
what's a
girl from the streets. I think the older
you get, the you start liking to eat ass, and it's only because you trust that they've learned how to wipe their butt better. You know, like girls in like the 20s, mid 20s to 30s,
scratching their butthole for the rest of the night.
Yeah,
they didn't get that proper, you know.
That's actually what George Michael's fake was actually about.
People don't know that. Yeah, it's actually true that like people in their 30s, those are like people in their 30s.
So Darren, you showed us your powerful tongue movement. Can you show us what it looks like when you do the lip tongue thing? Is that what that was? What you just did?
No, like it was like I don't really do it, but like when I act it out, I'm like, oh, all right.
Don't be afraid to throw a little motorboat in there.
You know? Nice. I made it.
I love that you said that you, one of the parts of your set that I absolutely loved was when you were talking about how you love eating pussy so much, you said that you might record your next album. Inside Pussy. Have you released a comedy album before?
Yeah, it's Someone's Pussy before.
What?
Someone's Pussy. I released it. It's this venue called The Pussy, and I recorded my album inside The Pussy.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a riff.
Is it? I can't even tell.
See it through.
How long is it? How long is it?
All keep it going.
30 minutes, man.
Wow. Got that horse.
We learned a lot about you tonight. This guy's tongue like a horse over here. Have you noticed a definitive difference between eating a normal pussy to a ratchet pussy? Something that stands out to you at all?
It's kind of beat it up a little bit more.
Damn, you added extra letters that you had to.
I do that sometimes, like with hurted it.
It's gotta really hurt to be able to use that though. Weirdest pussy you ever had, what was that like? What was your reaction to it?
It looked like a Mike Tyson's punch-up character.
I think it wasn't weird, but it was just like, I never seen a Pierce clip before when the time, so I was like, what the fuck?
Did you steal whatever gem was?
Oh.
No, I didn't.
Did you do a trick with your tongue where like you tied the cherry knot, you know what I mean? But you just like undid the piercing, put it in your pocket for whatever.
I don't know who has like diamond like studded pussy rings or something like that. Like, that must be like a high end girl.
Oh, I don't know.
Ratchet pussy.
Ratchet pussy's like, did you lick the ranch on her? Whatever, I don't know.
Anything else for Darren, guys? Any other thoughts for Darren?
I say just keep going, man. You know, keep going. You're doing great.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Definitely a warm time on the side. You seem like a pulled out of the bucket more than anybody. All right. That's right. Well, Darren Davis, there he goes. He's on Twitter at KBC. With that one song that you somehow try to read and over and over again.
We've
seen this guy a great many times since the beginning of this show. He just got pulled out of the bucket right here. Put your hands together for Tim Greer.
Oh, hell yeah!
What up?
Celebrating my 30th birthday. I'm thinking about having kids. I just realized I want ugly kids. I do. I want kids so ugly if they come out gay, I get it. You know, like, son, yeah, no, that's right. Like, I'm starting to date women with kids. Most of the bitches I date have their kids tatted on them. Like, there's one chick I'm fucking with, her kids are tatted on her lower back. It's very awkward coming out of kids. I just don't know what to do like that. That was funny. I enjoyed it. My time, Tim Greer. Thank you.
Seriously, please, for the love of God.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Do you know the time is still going right now?
Yeah, here it is. That's a minute right
there. So is that a true story?
Yeah.
It's true, so you come down her kids.
I've come down a girl's dead father because she had it all over her chest. And I moved it. I made it look like he was eating it. And she's like, stop, that's disrespectful. And I didn't know it was her dead dad. I thought it was just a guy's face.
Oh, I'm a red fan. Oh.
Tim, that was a fun set. You didn't do your full minute. But that was fun. We've known you as a comedian in LA for how long now? How long have I known you?
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. How's life? You're a grinder. You do a lot of spots everywhere. We all know that. You see you around a lot. Anything interesting going on?
It's his birthday. He's been telling us this for 2 weeks. He's actually one of those guys that said, it's my birthday week. Yeah. I'm celebrating my birthday month. Yeah.
Black, the whole month. It just so happened it's February.
Yeah, he's Kanye blessed. Okay, Mr. doesn't even finish a minute.
Wow, it's Jackass versus Blackass.
Awesome! Awesome!
What do you do for work, Tim? How do you make money?
I make background work.
Background work?
You had a show, I'd be in your audience.
Well, you sort of are right now. You're proving. It's about his background.
More like black groundwork, am I right?
Oh, come on. Wait a second. I don't think Knoxville would be able to do a Tony Hinchcliffe impression. All right, Tim, let's talk about it. You can actually survive off of background work?
Yeah.
Crashing on couches?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that for? The whole time, right?
No. I've been at one point.
It is weird. Sometimes I remember going like back and forth. Like sometimes it was better than sometimes.
I feel like it's the quality of couch that matters, you know? Like I've upgraded couches.
It's so important.
How often do you get quality background?
4 or 5 days a week.
He looks like the guy that trapped R. Kelly in the closet.
What do you like the nigga he came out the closet with?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Tim, stick it over here. When you do your background work and they like hire you for the day or whatever, do you just leave halfway through like you did your 60-second set? Like, do you want to do like 34 out of 60 there? Like, can we look?
You don't get paid that way.
Can we see you in the background of something for half as long as you were supposed to be? People versus OJ, like Juror or anything like that. What can we find you in? Audience. Oh shit! You got
a background.
Well, that's not background work.
Well, it is. It's in the background.
Oh no! That's a different thing. Wow. The only thing sadder than the answer being background work is finding out that it's back background work.
It's watching background workers.
Just watching background workers being like, man, I wish I had done that. Wow. All right, so you're the audience for the Carmichael Show. We can hear your laugh there. What else? Where else can we hear your laugh? What? Where you're drunk?
I laugh loud when I'm drunk. I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
He means movie theaters.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
I don't trust a man in a thong. Like, I'm sorry.
I take that personally.
Yes! That might be the funniest butt I've ever seen.
It's weird because it's not like it's a flat butt. There are butt cheeks, but they're like super round and tiny. They're like two little cupcakes.
It's like that new American doll. It
looks like he sat on two cupcakes. Alright, so Tim, an interesting thing that I always remember from back in the day is like, you know, hooking up with chicks and being, I remember surfing on couches and having busted ass air mattresses, and I've always said, you know, if you get like a 5 back to an air mattress, that's like getting a 9 in a bed, you know what I mean? It's hard, it's a hard sell.
What the fuck?
That actually brings up a question of mine. What's your favorite U2 song to have sex to? Mine's Where the Streets Have No Name.
It's raining!
Alright.
One time, this girl, right, she wasn't really into it, you know? Like, I was trying to kind of make the moves, but she wasn't feeling it. And my U2 song that night was With or Without You.
Steve-O sets it up, and Steve-O spikes it.
Yeah, jacked up, you know?
What is
YouTube?
The
techno?
The chick
matters.
What is YouTube?
That's
a band?
Yeah.
It's a website that you watch videos on.
No.
So Tim, my question is this, you ever get a hot chick back to a couch, and then when they're like, hey, what do you say we go to your bedroom, and you're like, hey, this might be, that ever happened to you, or, you know?
I only fuck bitches with houses.
Wow, is that true?
Yeah.
That sounds like a dope rap song.
But shiz and dizzle?
Super big household crizzle.
True houses? I mean, an apartment would probably do, right? What is on your rider, exactly? Two bedroom, 2.5 bath, like
so. I don't care. We should have a box. I don't know.
Anyone ever recognize your laugh from the Carmichael show? Hey, are you that one guy amongst the hundreds that's...
I mean, I do have that laugh, though. That's my laugh.
Wait, that's not an NBC laugh.
It's a black show.
That's a scary clown laugh.
Hey, you just hear one insane human. Can we hear your laugh one more time?
No.
You took it. All right. What do you guys think about, what do you think about Tim Greer? Anything else for Tim? He's got a little baby, what would you consider that? A man bun at the back of that thing? What would you consider that? Some kind of like a super top belly button type of thing?
It's my nipple.
Naughty.
Stylish.
It is, right? Yeah.
It's high
kite to that.
Tie a piece of string to that, and perhaps a young child's falling out tooth, and then just, you know, he could do his laugh, and the tooth comes right out. Yeah, I get it. You ever get involved in a gang? Whoa! I see what you did there. Where are you from originally?
Dallas.
How long material do you have? Like, how long would you say you're comfortable with?
35-40.
Why'd you only do 30 seconds though?
Because I want to hear that stupid sound you play when you run over 60 seconds.
Mm. Well, you hear a cat first, a meow.
It's not a good pussy.
Oh, you just think of the first thing that pops in your head.
Done.
He's gone. All right, Tim. Well,
Josh Martin in here.
Yeah,
I think we need.
What? Why? Well, who asks that? Why? Go with what do you want?
I want a beer.
There you go. Whoever sees Josh next, tell him that.
I'll text him.
That one's a beer. Boy, we made that way too big of a thing that we'll ever need to be again.
I'll wrap it up. Josh also did background work for the Carmichael Show.
Fun fact, alright, not everything has to be funny, you fuck.
Alright, Tim, we're gonna move on. It was good to see you again. Very funny stuff, very good. 135 seconds. All the comedy is 60 seconds. And that is 35 seconds.
Not
even a minute,
man. Not one premature ejaculation joke to go with that.
It's true. I was trying to think of when I said the gang related thing, it's because I was going to wire in something about him laughing like a crypt keeper. I figured I'd mention a half joke since I'll never be able to use it again. I pulled yet another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Kevin Mack.
Oh, yeah. Little Sam. Little dude. Oh, yeah. In my hands.
Apparently I'm catfishing the gay community. I was at Starbucks the other day and this little gay guy taps me on the shoulder and he goes, "You're a fucking asshole, you know that?" I turn around and go, "Yeah, I know that, but how the fuck do you know that?" Because we met on Grindr, we've been talking for weeks, you got what you wanted from me and then you disappeared. And I said, "Well, what did I get?" You said you needed $1,000 to stay in your apartment, so I sent you $1,000 through PayPal, and as soon as you got it, you disappeared. I said, "I'm sorry, you got catfish, that's terrible. But more importantly, you sent a stranger $1,000 through PayPal?" He goes, "Yes." So I'm on Grindr now. I think it's gonna be a great second source of income. What I'm saying is I suck dicks for money, people. Look at this face, that's it.
There you go, 53. Is that true? Is that really true?
No, I've never sucked a dick. But I did let a gay guy blow me once.
What was that?
I did let a gay guy blow me once.
Is that true? How much did you get paid for that?
I didn't get paid, I just did it for the experience.
Oh. Really?
How old were you?
Pleasure.
I was like
four.
No, I was 17.
Why do you want to know the age of that?
Because like it could have been last week.
Really,
it could have been in high school. It could have been in college. It could have been tomorrow.
Let me ask you this: did you notice a difference having a guy suck your dick like compared to a chick? Like, did the guy like put his lips around it and then try to put his tongue out of his lips through your dimple?
Did he have his eyes closed or was like one eye open like a Popeye?
He was the only gay kid in our high school.
Ah,
not and I was the
well.
Lead.
No, let me correct you. You were the only other gay kid.
One time, a dude sucked my dick, and I was totally underwhelmed. I was like, man.
You would think they would.
You would expect a dude to do a much better job.
Exactly. Work a little harder.
Well, when I mean, you would know. What you're working with, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they should do like a man job. Like, if a man was building a house, they would do it more aggressively than a woman.
I think what it is, though, is they have tits and vaginas and butts and stuff, so, like, it's not that good of a thing, but then you have all this other stuff to play with. When a guy's doing it, you just have the dick suck.
Dude,
but
great theory. That makes no sense.
You know, guys don't have it. It's not like a dick and balls for the gay guy to be into if they're getting a blowjob. You know, there's nothing. Because if I don't like it, then it doesn't exist.
It didn't last long enough for me to really give him a fair shot. Like, as soon as his lips touched my dick. I didn't think about that.
What are you saying?
As, like, as soon as his lips got on my dick, I was like, no, I'm not going to work out.
Wait, really? Is that true? You made it all the way to lips on tip? And you really
came
tip.
Up then?
Yeah.
That's when you waved the white flag? You got it all the way. You pulled your dick out. You saw him go down, dick's out. His mouth's heading towards it. His lips hit the dick. And right then you're like, fuck this shit. That's some fucking young tantric masturbation.
But wait, in my defense, I wasn't hard.
Talk
like,
about
he had to come
tease.
Up for it.
It's a double dick tease.
I really am. Yeah.
Hey, Steve-O, did you finish when the guy sucked your dick?
Oh, yeah. Like, there was more of the story. Like, person who was hermaphrodite, and I was assured that they had a surgical operation to remove the male parts, leaving nothing but chick, right? So I went for it, you know? I mean, it seemed a little weird, you know? I was talking to Dr. Drew on Loveline. I told him, and he said, "Dude, Steve-O, there's no such thing as a hermaphrodite. What happened was a dude sucked your dick." Yeah. And that's when I was so confused, because I was like, fuck, you would expect a dude to do a much better job.
Yeah. And by the way, to answer your question, Steve-O doesn't actually come. His dick just aggressively pukes.
And that's what it sounds like. And then Rick's dick does the same. It seems like it's like...
Hinchcliffe.
Great. I love you. Kevin Mack, you're somewhat likable, but extremely douchey. Yeah, you really come off. I mean, you know this. You're aware of this.
Yeah, that's why I wore the NASA shirt. The nerds will accept me.
You have a new haircut. I like that. It's very, very.
They just stop trusting you.
You're a great fucking call for catfishing on Grindr, man. I mean, right? Like, that part of the story is true, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, fuck, if I was gay, I'd fucking be so stoked. Right?
I thought we just clarified that you are gay.
He needs Dr. Drew to come in and tell him that it's true.
I feel like your dick is now somehow going to throw up on me.
Bless your heart.
Thank you. I need it. Thank you. I need all the blessing I need on my heart.
When you told the guy, stop now, his lips touch your dick, you're like, I can't do this. Yeah. What did he say?
He said, well, the first words out of his mouth were, really? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And he was like, really? All right, so I should add to the story.
You already came by the time you said it.
No. Well, first of all,
there's a little problem with the timeline here. It's very OJ, this blowjob story. One side says that right when the lips touch, he stopped him. I bet another side says 7.5 minutes go by.
So you are...
Hey, man, I'm not into this. I'm sorry.
Try the butt.
Yeah. Man, I'm not gay or anything. I can't do this blowjob thing. Bend over. Give me that man ass right now. Pull my hair.
How? You know I'm an actor because of the other time I was on here. So all of this happened.
And also because of the haircut. It's very Pulp Fiction.
All of this
Uma Thurman's character.
All of this happened. All of this happened backstage of a school play.
Oh yeah, well no, that's where every guy gets his dick sucked. Yeah. It's not a very like uncommon thing.
I was like, I do theater. Am I gay? And then I realized that I'm not gay. I just do
time
theater.
For gym.
Worst intermission ever.
Come on and play, Bill.
Hey, Johnny Knoxville, I'm getting kind of thirsty. Can you hook me up? Hey, I'm getting kind of thirsty, Johnny Knoxville. Could you hook me up?
What is that connected to?
Butt!
What's it going to?
His butt!
It's going to his ass.
It really is in his butt.
Wow.
Go backwards.
On with the show!
Talk about again? Oh yeah.
I catfished the gay community.
I don't know if you need to do. Maybe I'm wrong about this. I don't know if you need to do the gay voice to talk about whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't really know.
I like the gay voice.
He's really good at doing the gay voice.
Thanks, Brian. Very believable.
It does come off a little bit kind of mean spirited.
Exactly. And it's an interesting thing where you can probably. I would try it both ways.
Hey, it made me a.
I already did that. Didn't work out.
How long after the gay guy sucked your dick did you beat him up?
That's a real question. To be fair, he was also playing a female character in the play. So he was like dressed in drag when this happened.
You're just trying to make this all less gay.
Well, Steve-O made me feel better about it when he was like, yeah, I got my dick sucked by a dude, and then he was like, but I thought it was a girl. So I'm like, fuck, I'm the only one on stage.
Welcome to being catfish.
Yeah, who's catfish now?
But he was backstage at he wasn't even drunk, dude. That's super gay.
I was like bordering on blacked out.
You're over 17.
You're 17. Wow, that's older than we thought you were. Do you remember what the play was?
I do. It was Noises Off. It's like a British comedy.
Yeah. Noises Off. That's fitting, right?
I don't know what that means.
As I was taking my like you had a down.
Sounds like you had a Hamilton of gay sex.
Yeah. He was really he was really reading the Book of Mormon.
Every time I come on this show,
why
I say
would he want to hook
shit
up with a Broadway?
Every time I come on this show, I say some shit that's gonna get me fucked at Rose Battle. Like,
no, it's gonna get your dick sucked by a dude.
I thought it was a production of Into the Dudes.
Into the Woods, but Dudes.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
It is a very smart play joke.
If you're going to call me gay, you should at least come up with, like, good quibs.
Whoa.
I wanted to see cats, fair. But there was too much pussy.
Take that, McBitch.
That's how it's going. Yeah, back.
Dude, this guy knows all my references.
He is gay.
He was also in the hit play Romeo and Romeo. We beat At Midnight's ass in any of this. This is what we riff for fun. They have a staff of writers over there, by the way. Not live whatsoever. Edited high and tight.
Why hasn't anybody come up with like Les Mister yet? Or something like that.
Because it was that funny. Alright, Kevin, we spent way too much time with you. Great stories though, man. Way to be honest and fun stuff. There you go, Kevin. You guys want to do something super fun and then get back to the bucket in a minute?
Yeah!
How many of you are diehard Kill Tony fans in this room? I know I am. Huge fucking fan. Huge fan of this show. I am. And a very special thing is we've always had regulars on this show that perform a brand new 60 seconds every single week. Our regular Ali Makovsky went to New York City for a few months, and now, guess what? She is back, and she's here right now. Put your hands together for the great Ali Makovsky.
I love the deafening silence.
Yeah.
She's back. Everyone's like, fuck, I just want another bucket spot. I've been sleeping with this guy, which was a disaster. It was Valentine's Day, and my dad bought my dog a Valentine's Day gift, and the guy that I'm fucking didn't even buy me McDonald's. I tweeted that. The guy I'm fucking saw the tweet, and he was like, hey, we should just be friends. I don't want to be a dick, but I can't believe I'm just the guy you're fucking. I was like, what else are you? You're not even the guy who buys me McDonald's. Woo! Hi, thank you guys so much. I always fake orgasms because I don't know when else sex is supposed to stop. That's it.
Bill, Ali Makovsky. taking something from real life and you carried it into a whole thing there. The tweet, it came back. The orgasm thing, is that true?
Yeah.
There's a crazy statistic that says there's an insane percentage of women that just can't orgasm. Can you orgasm?
I have a bit about that, which connects well with that thing, but I just ended with that.
Perfect, that's always a cool. Yeah.
Did you have fun in New York?
I had a great time in New York.
A lot of spots?
Yeah, I did a lot of open mics, did some shows. It was great. I'm excited to be back, though.
You go to Queens to see the guy's mom?
Get a slice of check the lumps.
So was this guy skateboarding your date?
Yeah! Well, I wasn't dating. This is before. I have a thing. It's a thing.
Oh, you have a thing for skater boys?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm trapped in a skater boy's body, so I just fuck them to live through them, like, vicariously.
Awesome!
Also, my cousin's here, so this is kind of weird.
There they are.
Stink 182. So that's an interesting thing. When you were in New York, we noticed you became absolutely famous. You were on Good Morning America and so many other things because you were right in front of the camera when Shia LaBeouf got arrested. You had a possessed look in your eyes, staring right down camera, having you were on like every television across America, taking up half the screen. It was like, he will not divide us. He will not divide us. We were so scared for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have been scared.
That's so great. Because that's the only thing Donald Trump actually does, is divide everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's totally dividing you by you even saying that he's not dividing.
It was just fun.
You.
I don't care. Like, it was just a good time. I didn't, I wasn't working out there. I was just doing stand-up at night, so it was fun to go there. I met a bunch of cool people.
But
it was crazy having it, like, blow up and being there when it blew up, because I was on the train. And I'm standing, and I'm wearing that, like, orange beanie that was in the video, and I just see this old couple looking at their phone, and they're looking at me, and they're looking at their phone, and the husband's like, look, that's the girl. And then the wife goes, Shia LaBeouf? I was like, nope. And then my mom was freaking out, because I was on Wendy Williams.
I am Shia LaBeouf. I'm a Transformer.
Yeah. My mom was freaking out. She's like, should I tell Wendy Williams that that's you in the video? And I was like, no, mom, this isn't what I want to be known for. I was just going there to pass time.
You were here with your mom just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Right, I saw that.
I saw you, she saw, yeah.
You were with, is that where you met this new guy that wouldn't buy you McDonald's?
No.
And he will not divide us?
No, I met him on a different trip to New York.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, but you were out there a lot, because the one, after, I was a little concerned with the He Will Not Divide Us thing. I checked in with you, I think we
texted,
hey, everything okay, blah, 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 because you totally seemed like you had joined a cult.
No, not yet, I really want to,
It's just what it looked like. Yeah. I'm not saying that you're, like, weak-minded or anything, I'm just saying it looked, you were
this
fucking character. Like, you were almost like that girl from The Ring that, like, crawls out of the TV. I'm like, oh my god.
Were you saying he will not divide us?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
it's how she was saying it, with no spirit. What's
the
he will not divide us?
He will not divide us.
See? It's a bunch of other people just better little parts of the speech. Like, yeah, he will not divide us.
Of course.
Yeah, he was there, and then I just happened to be like, I happened to be there every time that something blew up around him. So
you were not camera shy up.
No. So then everyone was like, "Are you just there, like living there?" And I was like, "No, I just happened to be there at these."
Did Shia LaBeouf buy you McDonald's?
He bought me coffee.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
guy.
Excellent.
So you had sex with Shia LaBeouf.
No, he bought her the coffee after.
I don't know, we totally lost eye contact. She said, I study body language and shit.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I'll change the subject.
Do you get angry at like David Blaine for barfing up goldfish and you're like, bro, I did that?
I got angry at him for not barfing it up, I think, right? Didn't
he
not
like
barf it up?
Like,
he killed it.
Yeah.
Oh, he spit up a frog. That's something.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and I'm not angry with him. I think he's great.
Okay, good.
I love David Blaine.
So you guys are even Stevens then?
yeah. But it did seem kind of cruel. That's that one trick I'm not super into. So yeah, I can say yes. My answer is yes.
I love it.
Well, what else happened crazy in New York, Allie? Anything else? Where else are you in life?
In life, I'm good. I'm, yeah, I don't know. I'm
just
fine.
Got back today.
I just got back today, yeah. And they, so when I got on the plane, they were like, oh, the left engine is leaking. So
what?
That either means nothing or we'll check back in. And then 5 minutes
when
later.
When that happened, were you all like, this will not divide us? This will not divide us? This will not divide us?
No.
Oh, keep going on.
That's in the past, baby.
Oh yeah, it is.
That's
I love
old
it.
Me.
Hey, Allie, with this guy you were fucking, did he have a benign or malignant tumor on his
head? What a big, what a banana.
Oh my god. I'm so sick of that.
There's gotta be three other buttons you can hit. It ain't a succession.
How long have you been playing this? How many years have you been playing this saxophone?
That's our new song, dude.
Years, right?
Very good. There you go. All right.
Song, bitch.
Oh, I love it. Well, we're very happy that you're back. Anything else for Allie, guys? She's a cold-blooded assassin. She kills with a new 60 seconds every single week.
She's great.
Yeah.
You're underway.
How's your like longer sets been going? Like your 10 minutes.
Longer sets have been good because now it's like the small like how yeah. I closed with the short thing. It, like it's all kind of going together, and I'm putting.
It really is. I don't think it really gets said enough on this show. I don't know if it really ever gets said. But I mean, if you can kill in 60 seconds, you can do absolutely anything. You string it together. I mean, and a lot of people complain when they
engineer.
Come to the comedy store about 3 minute long sets.
Oh,
but you can
kill in 60 seconds. I mean, there's no conclusive proof that you can do a host of jobs, engineer being one of them.
Jesus fucking Christ. So you get a little more alt every week.
It's true.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
Did it again. Welcome back to town.
Thank you.
Give her a big round of applause, everybody. Your regular is back. Your hero, Allie Krasowski. Gary Gansillo. She's gonna be one of the best comedians in the world.
But she's on Dizzle.
I pulled yet another name out of the bucket. You guys want to do this one last time? Yeah. One more person. Kevin Lee, here we go.
Claude, all you want, I'll make more. I'm from Indiana, and so is my personality. I was thinking about this. Anyone in here ever get a DUI?
Yeah, a couple.
Anyone in here, ever have an IUD? I was thinking those two things are a lot alike, right? You get them when you're 16, right? You can't remember the second part of this joke, and they have a lot of the same letters. So, I was also thinking about this. Anyone in here ever get HIV? Anyone in here ever watch VH1? They're kind of like the same thing, right? They're big in the 80s. Freddie Mercury's all over it. If you have any other questions, contact your cable provider.
All right. Yeah, it's fun. It was there really a part that you forgot about the first one?
Yeah.
What was it? D-U-I-I-U-D.
You get them when you're 16.
They both take place inside you. I'm curious as to what it was, because if it seemed like...
Kevin's a genius.
Yeah, it seems like
we
it.
We hang
like
out a lot. We write stuff together.
Yeah,
he's been on the show,
yeah,
right?
He's been with you.
Kevin's awesome.
Yeah, we know Kevin.
Yeah.
You're always...
He came out firing, like a little anxious. The gate.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he did very good.
Hey, anybody in here go to the DMV? You know, it's a lot like smoking DMT. You communicate with, like, the most indecipherable being of all time. You're gonna get nauseous. And if something goes wrong, you have to beg your friends to drive you around for 3 months.
Oh my God. No, stop playing that goddamn song!
You're fired! What is that?
All right.
Well, Kevin, let's get into it. You have a quirky personality. I can tell you're very like, oh, you know, I like that.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing stand-up?
Like a cool decade.
Yeah, I love that. I feel like I've seen you around a lot. Yeah, that makes sense. What do you do for work?
I'm unemployed, surprisingly.
Stop.
What are the odds?
What was the last job you
had? Red Band tells you to stop something annoying. It's really bad. It's your fault for bringing it up now. Like,
no, it's not. They were just doing it.
You know what? It's Rick Kosick's fault.
Now, Rick!
It's your fault.
I'm lying. Keep playing.
Mr. Nice Guy.
Okay. Hey, anyone in here ever see UFOs?
Yeah.
And anyone in here ever watch UFC? I was thinking they're a lot alike. They're both shaped like octagons. Joe Rogan believes in both of them. If you have any other questions, contact your cable provider.
Did you just write that right then?
No. I just couldn't get to it.
So in the 60 seconds thing, you didn't do that one. That's
right.
Crazy.
Right.
What the fuck was the point in the Indiana part?
I don't know, man. That's where I'm from. From the ice break.
What part of Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Oh, cool.
Right near the middle.
I think with your cool style, I don't think you need an ice break ever. I'm a fan of that, of good writing and silly shit. And,
yeah.
You know. I'm not a fan of ice breaking, you know what I mean? Like, I knew you when you came up, and it was like, oh, the personality thing, like, it's quirky, I get it. You're so fucking smart and cool and experienced that I would just stay in that pocket. If you got into that and then were able to even jump in, that may have saved you the, you know, 8 seconds necessary to squeeze out the UFC thing. It would have been right on the line, and I probably would have, you know, stopped the bear after the cat,
yeah.
Because you would have been killing with momentum, you know what I mean? It's just an example. Overall, I'm just saying I'm a fan, and it's hilarious.
Change is an opening joke, that personality joke, because he usually says, I'm from Indiana, and so is my haircut.
Thanks for that.
It is.
So he changed that opening joke.
Very good. Pat, the not only his friend, but also his attorney, manager, agent, publicist, marketing director. Man, Pat, if you were worried about yourself as much as you worried about Kevin, you would have probably had a lot... better of an episode tonight. Sorry. Oh, I was kidding. I'm sorry, guys.
Don't do that to my boy.
I'm sorry, Pat. You were great. Kevin,
yes.
I love you. That was a great set.
Thanks
we're gonna
so
end
much.
This show. All thanks right. For coming on. There you go. He's on Twitter, KMEDaily. Kevin Mack is the KMAC official. Wow, we got a drawing from Ryan Chaipo. I'm getting shot out of a cannon. Rick's got a camera, and Steve-O is lighting the cannon with Red Band on top. With a helmet with horns. Ryan Chaipo's a beast. All those prints are available at RyanChaipo.com. Powerful Jamie Vernon is the powerful hoodie that I just wore out in Canada and Portland and a bunch of fun places. You guys are so much fun. Steve-O, where are you touring next? Where are you up to? Tell these demonic, amazing comedy fans that they can come see you.
I'll be at Side Splitters in Tampa all of this weekend. Where's the place in North Carolina? Charlotte, North Carolina next week. Goodnights. Can I make a look together?
Charlie's Goodnights.
Okay, cool, cool. Tampa this weekend, Charlotte next weekend.
Yeah. Rick, you're still working cameras for some of my favorite things. Fucking Swerved on the WWE Network. You write an amazing, amazing magazine article. What's that?
I work on Gorilla Flicks website, but I recently shot the second season of King of the Road. It's on Viceland. It's a skate TV show.
Yeah, King of the Road. Motherfucking Viceland. Allie McCoskey just squirted out her asshole.
And we have a documentary coming out about Big Brother magazine. We've got sometime this summer on Hulu.
Check it all out. Follow Rick Kozik, R-I-C-K.
K-O-S-O-C-K.
What's your social media, Steve-O?
Check out his new ping pong video. He has two of them, and then the latest one's amazing, where he just throws these balls into these girls' cleavage. It's amazing. It's great.
Joel Jimenez is on Twitter at Mostly Sorry. Absolutely unbelievable work tonight.
Yeah, good job.
And the cutest little man butt I've ever seen. That butt was made for comedy. Look at this funny thing one last time. The old turtle ball. Oh! You're making it cute. Jeremiah Watkins, if you reach out to him, he'll actually respond.
It's true. At Jeremiah Stand Up on Twitter, ReaganWatkins.com for a new video that we have out, and come see Stand Up on the Spot live here at the Comedy Store.
Great show.
Month, every
I
second
love
Tuesday
that
month.
Show. And check me out at Side Splitters in Tampa. Peace, everybody. And make sure you download Bad Chat on absolutely everything. Rate, review it, because you're going to absolutely love it. Pat Reagan. And also check out Reagan and Watkins on YouTube. What's that YouTube account with your new video?
ReaganWatkins.com.
Love it. That's the Kill Tony Band. This has been Kill Tony. Thank you, live audience.
See you guys.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.